From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Dairy Checkoff updated its Fuel Up to Play 60 program to help students and educators navigate this school year. Created in partnership with the National Football League, Fuel Up to Play 60 developed a website that launched last week to coincide with the Start Fresh with Fuel Up to Play 60 initiative. The site allows educators and parents to learn about the program and access resources focused on dairy nutrition and dairy farmers' care for the environment. A favorable growing season and government policies that encourage crop rotations will result in a record corn crop in China, according to USDA estimates. Even so, China will be the world's largest corn importer for the second year in a row. Agriculture.com reports China is second to the U.S. as a corn producer. While the same, China will still import 26 million tons of corn, the same amount as last year. Over the last 30 years, the number of acres irrigated using pressurized irrigation systems roughly doubled, while the use of gravity systems declined substantially. According to agrimarketing.com, in 2018, 72% of all irrigated cropland in 17 western states used pressurized irrigation systems, up 37% from 1984. Pressurized irrigation systems use water more efficiently than gravity systems, with less water loss to evaporation, deep percolation, and field runoff. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.